Hey, buddy. Jack?
Hello?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
I can't really hear you. You know what, I might pop my headphones in, hold on one second.
Okay.
I'll just grab them out of my bag. And we'll be good to bloody go.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
Hold on.
You're right.
Hold on. Here we go.
Cool. You can hear me,
alright?
That's
the ticket. I can. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really well. I got to tell you, I'm a convert to the bucket hat.
I bought
a bucket hat, and I got to tell you, yeah, I'm really bloody loving my new life.
I saw that on your stories and thought, oh, okay, that's a bold choice. All right.
It's a bold choice. Is it a good choice? You know, time will tell. But, you know, it feels like I'm in the new radicals, so...
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
That's a plus. If you feel good in it, that's what matters.
Are you recording this conversation? Is this being used for training and or podcast purposes?
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh, good.
Totally.
Great. Well, while we're here, why don't we throw around some ideas about reviewing some new Australian music through the week? Could be a good idea. I don't know.
Yeah, cool. No, I reckon we could do something like that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. Well, until sunrise, I'll see you later.
Cool. Thanks, Jack.
Alright, see you, bud.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Jack, it's Mix. Hope you're doing well. I'm just heading outside into our backyard. It's about a Tuesday morning to check our washing. It's pretty, well, today isn't warm, but it's warm, but it's not hot. But it's going to be really hot this week down here. I know it's nothing compared to what a lot of Australia's gone through recently. Especially up your way and in Queensland. Clothes tend to be pretty dry, which is good. Might put on another load today. I hope you're doing well up there, and it's not you're getting some respite from the heat. We've got 2 days of 36 coming up. Today's only going to be 20 in typical Melbourne fashion, you know. Jumps all over the shop. Today's going to be 20 and then tomorrow's going to be 36 and Thursday's going to be 36 and windy, so that's going to be fun. I wanted to chat though about a new single from Adelaide singer-songwriter Jess Day. This one is called Affection.
You've been out every night, I don't know where you've been, but I got some questions, yet they might start a fight, but I can't live like this. You've been out with the guys, I hope you had fun with them, but I can't have you come around once a month. I need some attention, I need some affection. You know it's not the same as it used to be, everyone. hope you had fun with them, but I can't have you come around once a month. I need some attention, I need some affection. Some questions that they might start a fight, but I can't live like this. I need your intentions. You've been out with the guys, I hope you had fun with them, but I can't have you come around once a month. I need some attention, I need some affection.
Alright, so I've been following Jess Day's work for a little while now, this year at least, since she's been putting out singles. Yeah, this is her third single from this year. I think it's easily the best one, and the other two have been quite incredible. Jess Day is one of those annoying young people that, she's 21, that have found a sound and managed to harness it in such a way that, you know, like in previous episodes, I've been speaking about this idea of world building for bands and for artists. And I think Jess Day's done that really succinctly with her output so far. There's a very distinct sonic sound that each song kind of encapsulates, but she still moves around a bit inside them. This one's a bit more rock influenced, a bit more kind of those heavy, like straight rock beat drums throughout it. Kind of surprises you, I guess, as a listener if you're already familiar with some of her other work. It hits a little harder. I'd say that phrase so much, Jack, and I think I just say it because I don't know what else to say, but it hits harder, it feels harder. The sonic sound feels harder. Again, it's another song essentially about love, and obviously showing affection. All of her songs kind of have run through this theme on her own kind of position inside relationships. And I don't know, it's not necessarily a new take and a new approach to songwriting, but and it's obviously quite a common approach for songwriting, especially for someone in their early 20s. But there's that, the lyricism combined with the kind of world she's built sonically, I think just steps it above other folk who might be doing a similar thing. Yeah, Jess's been doing a heap of stuff lately. She's been on tour with Boy and Bear, believe it or not. That's obviously a really, really big get. One of the biggest bands in the country jumping on a tour with them. Adelaide seems to be producing some incredible music right now. Looking forward to hearing what comes next from Jess Day. And Jack, looking forward to hearing what you send back. All right, hope you're good, buddy. See you, mate. Bye.
Hey Max, it's just Jack here, your friend and co-host of this podcast called Australian Music Diaries. It's Friday. We're wrapping up the week that was. Well, I guess the 2 weeks that was, because we had... Oh wait, was it? How do you work this out? It's like a week and a half, I guess, if it airs on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Anyway, let's not chat about it, because it's Friday, work is done for the week, we're hard chilling, about to bring on the weekend, and guess what? It's raining right now in Sydney town, which I'm welcoming, right? I live in King's Cross, and when it rains here, it kind of reminds me of like a Tom Waits song or something, because you can see like lights reflecting off the road and stuff. You see the big coat line flashing in the rain. It's pretty nice. Speaking of things that are nice, I'd like to chat about the new single I Missed Out by Wollongong's own Beavis and Butthead, Hockey Dad. So I don't need to tell you who Hockey Dad are, you obviously know, but if you don't know, I may need to tell you, I shouldn't be so presumptuous. Hockey Dad are a duo out of Wollongong. They have had a slew of hits. Their last tour was like an incredibly successful run of like theatre shows. They sold out the Enmore Theatre twice. I think they played the Tivoli in Brisbane. Is the Tivoli in Brisbane? I'm not exactly sure. Either way, they sold it out. They're surprisingly one of the biggest bands in the country, because they don't seem like they're rock stars to me. They just kind of feel like the two dudes from Wollongong that used to, you know, hang out at Yours and Ours Cafe. Like, okay, for those playing at home as well who aren't from Wollongong, Yours and Ours Cafe was the tiny little space which later became Rad Bar. Before Yours and Ours was a festival in Wollongong, yeah, it was a little cafe art space for people to play shows in. And Hockey Dad would play there quite regularly. I used to play there as well. And you know what? One day, Billy, who went on to be in Hockey Dad, said to me, you know, I really want to do like a DZ Death Rays type band. And lo and behold, they did it. So here we are. Tremendously successful, incredible songwriting. from Zach and Billy, and this is no exception to that. This is really beautifully structured, really beautifully delivered. The sentiment, man, I'm not sure if it's look at, you know, just a broader sense of like, look, I miss out on things because I'm not paying attention, or when things get too much, I need to tap out, but then I'm scared I'm going to miss out on what I'm not, from what I'm tapping out of. And obviously, you know, that's a very relatable thing that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, I guess. But I'm wondering, this is a bit of, you know, the author's dead, make up your own meaning, which the author is not dead. Maybe Zach could clarify this with a 5-star review on iTunes. Is it about, you know, they got success like extremely young? I wonder if it's like a thing of like the success, like they've had to just like put all of their focus and time into this project Hockey Dad, which started out as a bit of fun and now is a serious like business. Is there a little bit of FOMO of that? Like, do I feel like I might have missed out on time I could have been surfing or whatever? I don't know if that's the case, because obviously Hockey Dads still do heaps of surfing, I imagine. Or, you know, I don't imagine. I'm pretty sure they do. Anyway, I feel like I'm talking too much about this. And I've just had a matcha frappuccino, so I feel like I'm talking quick because I'm all excited from all the sugar. But yeah, anyway, I hope you're doing well. This song is amazing. Well done to Hockey Dad for being the best band in the world. And Mix, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Jack, it's Mix. It's Friday afternoon. By contrast, it is... I've got a jacket that's blowing into me. I'm sitting on my back step, looking out into our backyard. Bay leaf tree, rosemary bush, and completely and utterly blue skies. It's a lovely Melbourne kind of spring day, and not a weird humid day like it's been this week for us down here. It's there was a wild change yesterday, a bit of a thunderstorm, terrible. I get quite bad thunderstorm asthma, so I was a bit conscious of yesterday being a bit difficult, but you know, getting through it thanks to that trusty old Ventolin. But yeah, so quite the contrast to, I'm sure, what you're all currently experiencing walking home. Yeah, I wanted to have a bit of a chat about this new one from Lee Hanna and their project Market. This one features Bella Shakti. It's called Your Name. Don't you find it strange? It all feels the same. And after a while, you predict every fight. You tell me you're too gentle, love again.
Yeah.
mean, wow. Like, what a chilled, dancey, fun, jazzy kind of vibe. It really feels like I am truly winding down for the week listening to this. I spoke about Lee on an earlier episode, I think last season even, when we were in Japan. I remember distinctly, actually, sitting at, I think it was a Meiji shrine near Tokyo, and yeah, being very quiet and talking about this song, well, that song, which I think was called Every Time, with Tanaya Harper, another friend of the show, so to speak. That's a very loud bird. Yeah, but this one kind of, I'm so excited to see what Lee does in everything that they do. Their projects are always on the electronic side, and slightly left of center, but this one just feels so warm and so engrossing and full of old school kind of references. Like, obviously there's a real jazzy kind of vibe and feel to it. And there's a hoon going down, presumably maybe Racecourse Road. I don't know if, dear listener, you heard that. And that one too. There we go. Maybe I shouldn't be sitting outside. Jeez. Yeah, wow. All right. I hope they grow back their digs. That's really sad. You know. Anyway, that's the bad joke. But, you know, just dickheads on the road. I don't have a lot of time for them, Jack. And because you know what they do? They interrupt me talking about this incredible song. Yeah, Lee has been around for a long time. They used to make music under the name The Townhouses, which is, what, like 10 years ago, I think, which is pretty wild. They've got a really, really good label called Healthy Tapes, who are kind of responsible for everything a little bit left to centre in the pop, electronic pop world. All of their work is, and all of the work on Healthy Tapes, kind of is a little bit more delicate, for want of a better word. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with something being delicate. Everything feels very careful and considered, and everything feels so quite methodical in a good way, in the sense that there's a full process and every step has been carefully considered. Yeah, I really, really enjoy the stuff that comes out on Healthy Tapes and Lee Hanna's work, especially this new project that they've got market. So they released an EP earlier on this year, and this one comes off a new EP due out, when is it? Early 2020, it says. Yeah, Bella Shakti, what a great singer too. I like the duet-y vocals on this one. Yeah, it just feels like the perfect Friday afternoon wind down kind of song. Jack, hope you're well. Dear listener, I hope you're well. We're doing a bit of a weird end of the week sharing of memos. Yeah, against not our usual programming, but, you know, we've made it work. Anyway, I hope you're all good and speak to you soon. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Hey Mix, it's just Jack here, your friend and co-host of the podcast called Australian Music Diaries. How you doing? Sounds like the weather's good there. That sounds lovely. Sucks about the asthma though. Thunderstorm asthma, obviously not good. Thunderstorms generally though, pretty cool. I just saw mad lightning just now, like a fraction of a second ago. And you're probably going to hear it, the thunder crash after it. Or you might not, I don't know. Yeah, it's cool. I'm loving this storm weather. Yeah, I mean, everything's cool. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it like this. But two things annoying me. if this podcast could move from the music reviewing to just grievances that I've got. My girlfriend has been away in Cambodia doing heaps of good stuff, but I miss her a lot. So there's that, annoying. You know, I'm not mad, but I just want to see her. And also, have you ever tried to renew your passport? Oh boy, it's annoying. Oh my God. I've just had a mountain of trouble doing that. It seems like it's all good though. Oh, did you just hear that little noise? That was the thunder that crashed. Yeah, so a bit annoyed, a bit peeved. The only thing that will get me through this this little episode in my life is the new song, By the Way, by the fantastic band Teenage Jones.
Seems I found myself curled up on the floor.
This is instantly one of my favourite songs ever. Now one of my favourite ever bands. Oh my God, Teenage Jones, who'd have thought? I saw this half of this band filling in for the one of the members of the band, Towns. Had the pleasure and privilege of sharing some space with them on the weekend as I was playing bass in Maximum Quinn's band. And Towns were also playing the show, and so were the lovely bands Sweater Curse and Bugs. Big shouts out to the true OGs. Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting Carly while they were filling in for the vocalist and front person of the band Towns. Yeah, and it was amazing. And then I saw that this had been released, and I saw it got a bit of traction on Twitter and a little bit of traction on the old Triple J Home and Hosed play, and oh my God, I'm so, so pleased about it. It's beautifully written, lyrics are very, very cool. Everything in this is perfectly produced and sits so nicely against each other that it just sounds like one of your favourite songs. You know, it sounds so familiar and comforting that, yeah, just even upon first listen, it's just like it's instantly a big classic for you. So Yeah, I'm eager to see what's happening next for this band. I'm hoping there's more music coming out, and hopefully they do some tours, because this rules. This rules a lot. Okay, Mix, hope you're doing well. Look after yourself, re-asthma, and I will talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Jack, it's Mix. Hope you're well. It's still a Friday afternoon. Oh, it's Friday evening now, really. I've stopped my winding down. I'm slowly starting to amp up a little bit, according to Elle. Elle has arrived home. She brought me a gift of a corduroy beret. It's actually meant to be for tomorrow night, but it doesn't fit my head. I got a big head, dear listener. And Jack, you know this, got a big head, physically, not figuratively at all. But literally I have a big sized head, sitting on top of my body. Yeah. All right. Passport issues. I completely feel your pain. I had that earlier on this year, renewing mine. Paperwork out the wazoo. Our radio overlord, Gemma Bastiani, and good friend of the pod, is also experiencing this. So, sharing our love and support and thoughts and prayers for Gemma and yourself, Jack. You'll get through this, I believe in you. I wanted to talk about a new single from Ro. This one is called To Pretend.
When I feel like nobody, you say nobody's perfect. You say nobody's worth should be numbered. But I count the freckles on your skin. Every detail deepens when we breathe together under covers. It's never felt like this before.
I have these.
I mean, what a stellar song. Roe has been kicking around for a little while. Yeah, from Melbourne, has only got 3 songs out. I mean, I shouldn't say only. All of them have been super, super strong. And yeah, you know, I've raved on a lot this season about the idea of world building, and using particular kinds of sonics to create worlds that, especially when you're early career musician, or early, you know, career sounds weird to use in this context, but you know what I mean, early stages in your musical life, or in your output at least, that idea of worlds I think is so important and vital to ensuring a longevity and a sustainability in terms of a potential career. Roe does this beautifully, and I think what's interesting about her work is the fact that very rarely in that world building thing that I crap on about a lot do I consider the idea of voice. I think with Roe that's a large part of that world building. I mean, obviously, because it's her lyrical output, that actually the tone in her voice and the way she moves between notes to get a little bit inside music, inside baseball, inside music, there's something about how she glides between notes, particularly in the chorus. She does it on this one, To Pretend, but also on her earlier single, Fucked Up Over You, which came out last year. Yeah, there's a way in which choruses are constructed around 3 or 4 notes in reasonably close proximity to each other, and the way she glides between each, like, it sounds like one kind of long sort of note. And obviously there's a sugariness and a syrupiness to her voice too, which obviously helps a lot. I love how this song builds in sound and obviously in lyrics, from that kind of quiet introduction to when those drums kick in. I definitely appreciate the idea of this song sort of being about transparency, and being real to what's actually realistic out there, and acknowledging the importance of that and the role of realistic expectations, and not setting yourself up for failure kind of thing. A little bit of random trivia. I shared this song on my Instagram stories this morning, Jack, and Ro got back and said, hey, thank you, blah blah blah, and I started to notice something in the video image that she was sharing as part of the promotion for this song and the actual cover. I realized, oh, that looks a lot like where I grew up. I just thought, I'll text her, and I'll message her back and say, hey, look, is that Williamstown, Victoria? And lo and behold, it is. So, dear listener, it's raining in the images and in the video, but it's actually very picturesque, very beautiful. That old HMAS whatever ship that she's near, you can actually go on that and have a tour around it. I think it's quite expensive, though. But, you know, there's that. This is an incredible song, Jack. All of Roe's output I've really, really enjoyed. And I think maybe there's more stuff to come next year. Maybe, I don't know. But let's hope, fingers crossed. Jack, hope you're good. Dear listener, hope you're well. Looking forward to hearing what you send back. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
What's going on, Mix? Mix Master Mix. So mix a lot. Put the wine in the coconut and mix it all up. it's a good time. It's Friday evening here in Sydney as well. Our time zones are the same. You've finished winding down. I'm just about wound down at the moment. I don't think I'm going to move from this spot for the evening unless to collect the Uber Eats from my door. I hope you're doing well. And guess what? We bloody did it. We bloody fucking shithouse and did it. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it. three fucking seasons of Australian Music Diaries, reviewing the best new Australian music. And you know what? I've had a great time, and I hope you have as well. To celebrate, let's listen to the new single Passenger Seat from Azim Zane and his Lovely Bones. Generalize, but I do percentages and averages, and I love 100% of the songs that I've heard with the word passenger in the title. This is fantastic. It's so straight ahead. It's the faucets on all the way. It is for sure punk rock. It's epic. It sounds really huge and crushing. The production is fantastic. But it also is kind of reminiscent of a sort of like a maybe 2008 era indie rock sort of song. That's something that I would hear on the radio around then. And that is filling me with such a lovely nostalgic feeling. And I think that's also a testament to Azim's writing as well. Like, he's just really good at capturing moments and capturing feelings and bottling them up and passing them out into sea for castaways like you and me to find on a desert island after we've already flattened the volleyball and to discover this message in this bottle. I mean, it's not the best metaphor, but damn it, I love this song. I love how it's structured. I love how it sounds. The production is fantastic. Azim's voice is amazing. I love the vocal fry that he uses. It does, yeah, it reminds me of sort of like a 2008 era. You know what? No. I think it reminds me of like a 2007 era Kings of Leon. Maybe not 2007. What was the album before the album that went full Bunta? The one with On Call on it? It reminds me of that. But with more of like a, I don't know, like a, what's this, like a guitar? You know when Phoenix get all guitar-y and they have that sort of guitar sound? Reminds me of that. It's just a, it's like, it's, this guitar tone should be studied in schools, I think, because it's very good. Yeah, Zim, you've been killing it for years and years and years. I've always been a fan, and this is fantastic. And yeah, as I said previous, and as you said, last ep for the season, we bloody did it, and I've had a great time. Dear listener, I hope you've had a good time with us as well. Okay, I hope you're doing well, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy your break, and much love to you all. Bye.
Jack, that's right. We did it. Episode 7, the final one. Season 3, Australian Music Diaries. All done, put together, ready to go, ready to be listened to by you, dear listener. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in this episode and, of course, this whole season. If you really like the show, go follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Australian Music Diaries or on Twitter at AMDPod. Yeah, support us on Possible. There's a link there in the show notes. Thank you to Alan, Gemma and Eleanor who do that. Also, if you super like the show, it really helps if you share it and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I know Jack hasn't urge you to do that this episode, the one episode this whole season, Jack, where you haven't done that. You've let the team down? No, it's all right. Definitely do that too. It helps people find the show. And something Jack didn't mention, we will actually be back in a fortnight's time. We have finished the season, but of course we'll be back for a best of the year episode 2, where we'll be talking through our favourite songs of 2019. Jack, hope you're good. Dear listener, hope you're well. We did it. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.